listening to Get Sports Radio.
Is back here with you on episode number 39. It is our Fantasy Happy Hour Week 11 edition. Today's date, November 17th, 2017. Coming your way about 3:45 Eastern. And it's like we have enjoyed our Friday afternoons most of the season here. Getting you ready for Week 11. Are you ready for Week 11? Is this the week that your season's on the line? For some of us, playoffs are already beginning. And they start right now, and that's because you have to win to stay in the mix. Some, it's already over, but either way, keep playing hard. And on today's podcast, we're going to go over a lot of injuries, plenty of those to talk about, including some key running backs who are out, some that could be out, limited. We're going to look at some players I like more, some I like less. I always invite you to subscribe to the podcast. You can do so. Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud is out there, and of course iTunes too, the home of the podcast, GetSportsInfo.com. I've been coming at you twice a week since week one. With Thanksgiving coming up next week, I'm going to begin the transition to a weekly podcast. So this will be the last actual Friday podcast I'm going to do during the season. We'll go weekly on Wednesdays, pretty much from next week up through the Super Bowl, and keep you posted on that. But yeah, the waiver wire is getting a little thin, so you want to follow me on Twitter at Dan Claskins. I'll start posting on Tuesdays and tweeting my top waiver wire selections, but really going to condense it down, squeeze the two podcasts down into one, and you know, really dive into it. We got to get you ready for the playoffs. We're not going anywhere. Still going to get some great information, just a little bit changed in how it's delivered. If you subscribe, it won't matter anyway, but stay tuned to that. And like I said, just GetSportsInfo.com. You get plenty of good stuff there. Not only the Get Sports Info cheat sheet in its 15th season of rankings, our guy James Rapine taking that over. You can also get the office pool picks. I post them every week. I've gotten on a little hot streak here of late, so you want to check that out. I go confidence pool picks. I go survivor picks. I go against the spread on some of my favorite games. This week's pick of the week, by the way, for me, I was torn because I really like a couple favorites this week, but the Seahawks. I know everybody's on Atlanta, but only laying 3 points at home here. The way Russell Wilson's playing, I don't know. I think that's a little low. I also think the Chiefs are going to roll the Giants. I talk about that more. Check out that article and all the good stuff up there at GetSportsInfo.com. Last night, Thursday Night Football, let's put that to rest before we dive much further into the conversation. And it was actually a decent game to about the third quarter, and I don't know. All of a sudden, Marcus Mariota throws a couple more picks. Pittsburgh takes advantage. Antonio Brown goes off. Man, we had gone against him last night. I mean, he's sort of been like a sleeping beast of late, but he came out of that shell last night. 10 of 13 targets, 144 yards, 3 touchdowns. Are you kidding me? 60 of his yards came on that opening drive, including a 41-yard touchdown. Brown looking pretty good there. If you're going against him, that's a tough way to start your week. You know, it does sort of change the way you look at the lineup a little bit. You got to sort of swing for the upside play, maybe so more than you would have before, but don't overreact with it, and some will. I'm already getting that a little bit on Twitter, but needless to say, Antonio Brown, if you owned him, you're really enjoying how you're feeling on Friday. Lev Bell, not too bad. 12 carries, 46 yards. Added 9 receptions for 57. Got the touchdown taken away there. That was brutal. It ended up in Jesse James's one of Ben Roethlisberger's 4 passing touchdowns. And I was a little PO'd at myself because in the one league where I actually had some pieces of Roethlisberger, I actually sat him down after I had acquired Derek Carr in a trade this week. And Big Ben's been doing well. They got a lot more home games down the stretch here. 4, I believe, in their next 6 are going to be played there at Heinz Field. And Roethlisberger, 30 of 45 in this one, 299, the 4 touchdowns. Wasn't picked off here. getting it done. Juju Smith-Schuster stayed involved, continued to get those deep ball targets that have made him such a valuable commodity, but only pulled in 4 of his 8 targets. Still a lot more opportunities than Martavis Bryant had in this one. 47 yards, no touchdowns there. On the Tennessee side of the football, Rishard Matthews. So those of you that I told on Pro Football Focus Twitter takeover, seemed like I answered Rishard Matthews on a lot of questions. I like him because I think he's got a pretty high floor, and sometimes he delivers a ceiling. He did that here, 113 yards and a touchdown on 5 of 6 catches on his targets. DeMarco Murray didn't do much, 8 times, 10 yards, nothing exciting there. Saved his day in PPR a little bit by catching 5 balls for 37 yards. Those that got cute with Henry thinking Murray would be limited on a short week, they were disappointed. Just 32 yards on 7 carries for him. And Corey Davis, the rookie sensation, 3 of 7 targets, 27 yards. Now 17 targets over his past 2 games, but still hasn't cleared 50 yards since week 1, folks. I know he had that touch last week that he fumbled as he was going into the goal line, but you know, don't let the hype train get ahead of the rest of the trains here and off the tracks, because he needs to play his way into your lineup in most cases, especially now that bye weeks are over, right? It changes things. So Delanie Walker, oh my God. I mean, I could have caught that ball. I could have caught that ball. It bounced right off dude's hands. But did have a season high 92 yards, pulled in 6 of 8 targets, and looks to be a little bit healthier than we saw him a few weeks ago. Overall, pretty good game from a fantasy standpoint. Like I said, unless you were going against Antonio Brown. Let's get into some injuries. A ton of them to talk about and highlight. Some of these we're going to have to track well into Sunday. I'll keep you posted at Dan Claskins on Twitter all the way up to kickoff if you want to follow me there. But Devontae Freeman, he's out with a concussion. That means Tevin Coleman is going to rule the roost as they go into Seattle. Basically, Freeman remains sidelined at Friday's practice, still in the protocol. So Coleman, the lead back, that's a Monday night game. So some things could change in terms of some surprises here, but I'm not expecting it. Leonard Fournette, officially questionable for Week 11, is the Jaguars running back as Jacksonville pays a visit to Cleveland to take on the Browns. Fournette's ankle reportedly, quote, still isn't right. And this is the Browns here, folks. So you're looking at a Jacksonville football team very much in the playoff mix. Their stud running back, do they really need him to beat the Browns? That's what the question here. I think we saw a similar situation, you know, when you look, in the past with Fournette. So I'm a little concerned if I'm a Fournette owner, though. This is a guy that had a little bit of injury baggage with him when he was drafted, and early on, at least coming to life a little bit here. We have Ty Montgomery, another situation. Doesn't look like he's going to play with the ribs. Aaron Jones out 3 to 6 weeks with that MCL issue for the Packers. It'll be rookie Jamal Williams in a matchup up against the Baltimore defense. And, I mean, I don't like Jamal Williams that much, folks. I'll be honest. But, I mean, what else are they going to do here? Volume is something that's a very important factor when you're projecting some things here. And even though I'm not excited about Jamal Williams as a football player, he's still in that RB2 range for me this week. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit, but part of it is the fact that Ty Montgomery doesn't look as if he's going to play either. Danny Woodhead, good news for that veteran running back. The Raven on the other side of this sidelines at this game is he's probably making his way back. Looks like he's going to be activated. And, it's a situation I'd rather, I don't mind picking up Woodhead. I still have major questions about the 32-year-old's durability here. But you know what? I'll just pick him up. I just don't want to put him into my lineup until I'm ready to see what he can do. Chris Hogan, he won't be in your lineup this week either with the shoulder issue. He's out again for the Patriots. We need to keep our eyes on Kenny Stills with his back. Didn't practice on Friday, but after injuring himself on Thursday, it's said to be minor. But a guy I'll be watching on Sunday. Terrell Pryor ruled out, as was Jordan Reed for the Redskins, prior dealing with an ankle issue, and Reed still battling that hamstring, and believed to have suffered a setback last week. And speaking of tight ends out, add Broncos AJ Derby to the list, the Broncos hosting the Bengals. Let's wrap up the podcast as I do each time and for the final time here on the Fantasy Happy Hour as we transition away from our Friday podcast. for the season. Let's get into the guys I like more, the guys I like less. I put my rankings at Pro Football Focus exclusively. You can get my weekly articles there as well, but they're also scored by Fantasy Pros. And I always like it from my perspective just to see as I put my rankings in there how I stack up against their expert consensus. So five guys I like more, five I like less for week 11. Let's start at quarterback and let's start with the likes. And Jay Cutler is on this list. And I know it's crazy. I even have a tough time saying it. But you know what? The matchup's juicy. The Dolphins are taking on the Bucs. The total there, not that high at only 40. I had it projected out a full, well over a touchdown over that total. So I don't know. Maybe I'm way off on this one. I'm looking at the defenses though here. I'm looking at the Bucs on the other side of the football of Jay Cutler. And I think this is a defense that obviously has been exploited. Ninth most fantasy points to the position thus far this season. I got burnt a week ago with Josh McCown, but a pair of touchdowns. You know, they've only allowed actually one touchdown or less in three of their last four. Breeze went for two against them. So they've been putting it in check a little bit, but earlier in the season, they were getting lit up. Case Keenum threw three touchdowns, 369 against them. We saw Palmer go off for three touchdowns against them. Eli had two and 288. And you know what? I think Cutler can get you a couple touchdowns this week, 270. I don't love it, folks. I got him at QB 14. That's two spots ahead of the experts. Jamal Williams, we talked about him. Baltimore defense is pretty good. They're getting healthy. This is more of a situation for me. I'm looking at it that, hey, they're not going to rely on Huntley. There's nobody else to get here. This guy is going to get the volume. The Ravens, I mean, they're middle of the road, 18.8 points, two fantasy running backs. But the thing is, Williams, he's going to get most of the shares here. So even if they stick to an average performance, he could have 16-plus points in PPR league. He's an RB2. I got him RB17. That's seven spots ahead of the experts. I'm seven spots ahead of the experts on Samaje Perine as well. Don't kid yourself. He's risky. I'm not overly enamored with the kid's skill set. But RB32 sitting there in my PPR ranks right now. And with Rob Kelly out indefinitely here for the Redskins, P. Ryan's a guy that could be a flex option down the stretch and a handy piece to have on your bench if he wasn't already scooped up in waivers. I'm gonna not like crazy about to stick him in my lineup this week, but if I need him, I'll put him in, as I said, RB32 in my PPR, and that's seven spots higher than the experts. I'm six spots higher than the ECR at Fantasy Pros with my wide receiver four PPR ranking for Houston receiver DeAndre Hopkins. I know many are ready to write Hopkins off with Tom Savage at quarterback, but outside of Brock Osweiler, he's had some pretty brutal situations in the past and delivered wide receiver one type numbers. He's already had one of those days with Savage, and you know what? I'm just feeling him this week. Arizona, not a team that really is all that great. I get it. They got some studs. But, I mean, they've been getting chewed up from all over the field. And I think they'll figure out a way to get Hopkins targets. They always do. Arizona's given up the six most points to receivers, 10 touchdowns on the season, and 24 PPR points a game to the position. Actually, it's actually higher than that. That's the standard one I was clicking on there. So, I'm looking forward to Arizona actually 35.4 in PPR format. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Hopkins can do, and I won't mind rolling the dice. I don't mind rolling the dice on Emmanuel Sanders either. Wide receiver 19 in my PPR ranks, five spots ahead of the experts, matched up against the Bengals D. They're hurting in the secondary, lots of injuries there. We'll see how the inactives go, but I think he's undervalued here. Let's move on to some players I like less. Drew Brees, he's on the list. He's two spots lower on my board. I got him QB7. The experts' consensus is QB5. He's at the home, which is good, taking on Redskins. That's usually a pretty decent thing for a quarterback, but I just think they're going to have success running the football and limit those opportunities. So it's not like I hate Brees, folks. Let's be honest. QB7 here. I mean, he's still starting if he's in your season-long team. But needless to say, I'm just a tad lower than others. Definitely lower a little bit on Isaiah Crowell. He's my RB24 PPR this week versus Jacksonville, -3 compared to the ECR there at Fantasy Pros. Terry Cohen, another guy, -12. I got him as my RB60 PPR. Let's be honest. Benny Cunningham's passing this guy up. Cohen in 12-team leagues with 16-man rosters where you're through your buys, I don't have a problem dropping him if you need to. Wide receiver 13 and my wide receiver 18 in PPR. Two guys that I'm going to endorse in most season-long lineup questions, let's be honest. Tyreek Hill and Brandon Cook. Cooks. They're both great matchups this week. Hill, Cooks, either of these guys could have monster days against the Giants and Raiders secondaries, respectively. I'm endorsing them both as wide receiver twos, but their lack of consistency of throughout the season, I'm not all in on that high-level status. And that's why I'm 11 spots lower than the experts for Brandon Cooks. I'm going to play these guys in season long, but it probably tells me I'm going to shy back a little bit. These are guys I might fade in DFS. Whatever you do, don't fade out of your fantasy league too quick. You want to stay competing right all the way to the end. So don't quit. And if you're still in the hunt, let me help you win. Be sure to tune into the podcast. Subscribe here on Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and iTunes. You can also tweet me at Dan Claskins. Check out my show on Saturday morning, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. I'm in there with Fantastics Insider Football, 10 a.m. Eastern to 1 p.m. on Sirius 210 XM 87. And of course, check out my rankings and my articles exclusively at Pro Football Focus. Until next time around, I hope you have a great weekend ahead. And best of luck in week 11. Enjoy the games. I'll see you next week as we transition to a new weekly format right here on the Get Sports Info Podcast.